Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem, the beginning of the fifth parak, Hayibodkin. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the fifth parak begins, Hayibodkin Osam B'sheva Chakiros. They would examine the Eidim with seven primary questions. In which seven-year cycle the crime was committed? Which year of that cycle? Which month? Which day of the month? Which day of the week? Which hour? And in which place? These questions facilitate the possibility of the Eidim becoming discredited through Hazama, which requires identifying the precise time and place of the alleged incident. Naming the day of the week can help notify potential Eidim for Hazama who do not recall the day of the month. Yossi says only three questions are asked, the day, the hour, and the place. The mission proceeds to list questions asked about the details of the event and adds, Kohamarbe bebedikos harizim shubach. Whoever increases the number of supplementary questions is praiseworthy. Eidim who do not know the answer to a primary chakir are disqualified since Hazam is impossible, but not if they do not know the answer to secondary bedikos. Still, if Eidim contradict one another regarding such details, their testimony is invalid. Point number two, if the Eidim's testimonies match, they begin the trial with a statement in favor of acquittal, as explained on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. A judge's student cannot argue in favor of conviction, but if he offers to argue for acquittal, Malin Oso Umoshim Oso Beinehem, the judges bring him up and seat him among themselves and hear his argument. Even the defendant may make a substantive argument on his own behalf. They may acquit that day, but a conviction must be postponed to the next day. They were divided into pairs, and they would eat less, not drink any wine, and deliberate through the night. The next day, they would state their position, and the Mishnah says that one may change from arguing for conviction to argue for acquittal, but not the reverse. When they vote, if a majority of one votes to acquit, 12 to 11, he's acquitted. If 12 dayanim vote to convict and 11 to acquit, or if one dayan says he doesn't know, even if the other 22 dayanim convict, they add 2 dayanim and continue to do so until 71 and attempt to reach a verdict. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda provides the source for the seven chakiros. The pasuk about Ir HaNidachah says, "But derashta v'charkarta v'sha'alta heitev, you shall inquire, question, and ask thoroughly." Regarding Avodah Zorah, it says, "V'hugadu l'chav v'shamat v'derashta heitev, if it will be told to you, and you heard, and you thoroughly inquired." Regarding Eidim Zomim, it says, but Darshu Ashotim Heitiv, the judges shall inquire thoroughly. Together, there are seven expressions of investigation because they are derived from each other. Although each has a unique chumrah, the property of an Ir HaNidachah is destroyed, Avodah Zorah is punished with skila, and Eidim Zomim are punished without hasra, they are derived from each other through a gezer shava of Heitiv Heitiv. The Gemara proceeds to explain how the seven chakiros are extended to the other types of mises basin. Rabbi Yossi only requires three chakiros, arguing that if Eidim say he murdered yesterday, would they be asked for the year, month, and so on? The Rabban countered that the same can be said of all time-related questions if the Eidim testified to a murder just now. Rather, the numerous chakiros are to harass the Eidim so they might retract. Rabbi Yossi, however, argues that most testimonies are about an event the previous day. So once again, the three points are, number one, the fifth parak begins, Hayibodkin Osam B'sheva Chakiros. They would examine the witnesses with seven primary questions. In which seven-year cycle the crime was committed? Which year of that cycle? Which month? Which day of the month? Which day of the week? Which hour? And in which place? These questions facilitate the possibility of the Eidim becoming discredited through Hazama, which requires identifying the precise time and place of the alleged incident. Naming the day of the week can help notify potential Eidim for Hazama who do not recall the day of the month. Yossi says only three questions are asked, the day, the hour, and the place. The mission proceeds to list questions asked about the details of the event and adds, Kohamarbe bebedikos harizim shubach. Whoever increases the number of supplementary questions is praiseworthy. Eidim who do not know the answer to a primary chakir are disqualified since Hazam is impossible, but not if they do not know the answer to secondary bedikos. Still, if Eidim contradict one another regarding such details, their testimony is invalid. Point number two, if the Eidim's testimonies match, they begin the trial with a statement in favor of acquittal, as explained on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. A judge's student cannot argue in favor of conviction, but if he offers to argue for acquittal, Malin Oso Umoshim Oso Beinehem, the judges bring him up and seat him among themselves and hear his argument. Even the defendant may make a substantive argument on his own behalf. They may acquit that day, but a conviction must be postponed to the next day. They were divided into pairs, and they would eat less, not drink any wine, and deliberate through the night. The next day, they would state their position, and the Mishnah says that one may change from arguing for conviction to argue for acquittal, but not the reverse. When they vote, if a majority of one votes to acquit, 12 to 11, he's acquitted. If 12 Dayanim vote to convict and 11 to acquit, or if one Dayan says he doesn't know, even if the other 22 Dayanim convict, they add 2 Dayanim and continue to do so until 71 and attempt to reach a verdict. And point number 3, Rabbi Yehuda provides the source for the 7 Chakiros. The pasuk about Ir HaNidacha says, "But derashta v'charkarta v'sha'alta heitev, you shall inquire, question, and ask thoroughly." Regarding Avodah Zarah, it says, "V'hugadu l'cha v'shamata v'derashta heitev, if it will be told to you, and you heard, and you thoroughly inquired." Regarding Eden Zomim, it says, "But darshu ashotim heitiv, the judges shall inquire thoroughly." Together, there are 7 expressions of investigation because they are derived from each other. Although each has a unique chumrah, the property of an ir hanidachas is destroyed, avodah zarah is punished with skila, and Eden Zomim are punished without hasra, they are derived from each other through a gezer shava of heitiv heitiv. The Gemara proceeds to explain how the 7 chakiros are extended to the other types of mises basin. Rabbi Yossi only requires 3 chakiros, arguing that if Edom say he murdered yesterday, would they be asked for the year, month, and so on? The Rabban countered that the same can be said of all time-related questions if the Edom testified to a murder just now. Rather, the numerous chakiros are to harass the Edom so they might retract. Rabbi Yossi, however, argues that most testimonies are about an event the previous day. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem, and our standard Siman relates to Mayim, and we use a pool for the Siman, a pool. So here goes. The 2 Edim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified when they couldn't answer one of the 7 Chakiros, while Dayanim left in Paris on the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over Edin and Nafasho's conviction, didn't notice that the 3 weird inflatable toys in the pool, in the shape of an Ir HaNidachas, an Avodah Zarah, and an Eden Zomim, each had the word Heitev printed on them. Once again, slow motion. The 2 Edim lounging at the pool. Pool? That must be on Daf Mem, Mayim, water, pool. The 2 Edim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified when they couldn't answer one of the 7 Chakiros, which reminds us. The 5th parak begins, Hayibotkin osam b'sheva Chakiros. They would examine the Edim with 7 primary questions. In which 7-year cycle the crime was committed? Which year of that cycle? Which month? Which day of the month? Which day of the week? Which hour? And in which place? These questions facilitate the possibility of the Edim being discredited through Hazama, which requires identifying the precise time and place of the alleged incident. Edim who do not know the answer to a primary chakira are disqualified since hazama is impossible. So the 2 Edim lounging in the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the 7 chakiros, while Dayanim left in Paris from the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over Adin Nefashos' conviction, which reminds Gemara discusses the process of reaching a verdict in Din Nefashos. They may quit that day, but a conviction must be postponed to the next day. The Dayanim were divided into pairs and they would eat less, not drink wine, and deliberate through the night. So the 2 Edim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the 7 chakiros, while Dayanim left in Paris for the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over Adin and Nefasho's conviction, didn't notice that the 3 weird inflatable toys in the pool, in the shape of an Ir HaNidachas, an Avodah Zarah, and Edim Zomim, each had the word Heitev printed on them. Which reminds, we learned that the source of the 7 chakiros is derived from the Gezer Shava of Heitev Heitev from Ir HaNidachas, Avodah Zarah, and Edim Zomim. So once again, the 2 Edim lounging in the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the 7 chakiros, while Dayanim left in Paris for the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over a Dini Nefashos' conviction, didn't notice that the 3 weird inflatable toys in the pool in the shape of an Ir HaNidachas, an Avodah Zarah, and Edim Zomim, each had the word Heitev printed on them. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazara. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a Lulav. So here goes. The great rabbi holding 2 large lulavim, lulavim, that must be on daf, lamed vav, lulav. The great rabbi holding 2 large lulavim representing Tor Ugedula b'makom echad, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Miyamos Moshe ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, lo matzinu Tor Ugedula b'makom echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we are referring to those who are greatest, Kulei Shnei, all of their years. So, the great rabbi holding 2 lulavim representing Torah Gedula, b'makom echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as 1, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that although regarding cases of Tuma and Tahara, which do not require a basin, the opinions of a father and son or Rebbe and a Talmud are counted as 2 separate views when voting in a dispute, but for Din Mamonos, Din Nefashos, and other functions of basin, ein monon l'hen el echad, we count them only as 1 view. So the great rabbi holding two large ulavim representing Tor Ugdua, B'makom Echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small ulav, although their votes only counted as one, along with the other dayanim who all had white plastic ulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus, which reminds us, Rav Yosef taught a brisa, Keshem Shem Basin Menukim Betzedek, just as basin must be pure in righteousness, Kach Menukim Mekomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak concludes with a pasuk from Yisro's advice to Moshe to appoint judges, Menasu Itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word Itach teaches they should be similar to you without any imperfection of yichus. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The Rei Kanin laser tag players. Laser tag? That must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Rei Kanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, which reminds us Rei Shlakish quoted a source, Kapach HaRimon Rakasech, Darshan as Afil Rei Kanin Shabach Molein Mitzvahs Karimon. Even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. So the Rei Kanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Lafikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, therefore a man was created as a single being, to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. V'kol Makayim Nefesh Achas Yisrael, and whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, Malav Akasav Ki Lakayim O Male, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, Lafikach kol echad ve'echad chayv lomar bishvili nivra olam. Therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. So the Rei Kanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, were shocked when the man exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach witnessed an event where he saw a person chase someone into a ruin, and he found his sword in the pursuer's hand, dripping with his blood, and the victim dying. And he told the pursuer, Russia, who killed this person? Either I or you, but what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? It's only circumstantial evidence. Hayodei machshavos yipara ma'osa ish shaharagas chavero. May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach, a liquid. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, which reminds us, a brisa states that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning last, and provides four reasons, the fourth one being, Kedei Sheichanas L'Suda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. So the man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Adam's original size, either that he extended from one end of the world to the other or from the ground to the rekia before he was diminished after the chait. Reish Lakish explains that when the pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Akiva's generation, he rejoiced in his Torah, but was saddened over his death. Adam declared, and to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem. So the man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says Bitzalmenu, another pasuk says Bitzalmo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol makrin shepakru haminim chuvasim bitzidan. Wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written right nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, let us make a man in our image, in plural, but nearby it says, V'yivra Elohim Asa Adam Bitzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Rabbi Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osu Davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything, Elohim Ken Nimach B'Pamalya Shamala, unless he first consults with his heavenly court. Daf Lamed Tes, so the Siman Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. After delivering a letter, that must be on Daf Lamentess. After delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous exchanges between Kofrim and sages. In the first exchange, a heretic said to Rav Gamliel, "Your God is a thief, for the pasuk says that Hashem put Adam to sleep and took one of his sides and fashioned it into a woman." The Kofrim's daughter told Rav Gamliel that she would answer him, which she proceeds to do. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, which reminds us, Rav Yonason said that when the Egyptians were drowning in the Yam Suf, the Malkei Asharis sought to say Shira before Hashem, but Hashem said, "Masa Yadei Tovim B'Yam, Atem Omrim Shira Lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you recite a song before me." This too proves that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina answered, "Hu enosas, aba acherim mesis." Hashem doesn't himself rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim. As he went to pick up a written nevuah from a Adomiger Navi who lived by two Rishayim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Ovadia merited nevuah despite being a ger, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave from Izebel, the wicked queen, who was murdering them. The Gemara asks why Ovadia was chosen to deliver the prophecy about Edom's eventual destruction, and two answers are given. The first one being, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem said, "Yavo Ovadiahu Adar bin Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadiahu, who lived among two wicked people, Achav and Izebel, below Lamed Maaseim, and did not learn from the evil ways, be Navel Esav Arusha, and prophesy about the destruction of the wicked Esav, who lived among two tzaddikim, Yitzhak and Rivka, and didn't learn from their ways." Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn about Adam HaRishon's original size? According to one opinion, he reached up to the Rekia, and that he saw future generations of Darshanim. That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2. Which of the one the source for the 7 Chakiros is learned from a Gezer Shabbat of Hatev? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 3. Which of the one why bearing a mace mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, despite a Kavachomer that it should? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 4. Which of the one why Ovadia, a ger from Edom, was Zocha to Nevuah? That's on Daf Lamentas. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that there's a machlokas if dinim amonos may be concluded at night, but dinim nefashos must be concluded by day? That's on daf Lamedalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that for a conviction in dinim nefashos cases, the dayan leave in pairs, eat less, don't drink, and deliberate overnight? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss whether it's appropriate to rejoice over the downfall of Rishayim? That's on daf Lamentas. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that Edim are disqualified if they can't answer one of the 7 Chakiros? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn that anybody who sustains a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he sustained the entire world? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn about numerous exchanges between Kofrim and the sages? For example, the one who called the Kodesh Baruch Hu a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam? That's on Daf Lamentas. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.